Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I know you're paying attention to global events. Wars bubbling up everywhere. Countries are buying and hoarding mass amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our heads in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-G-O-L-D. The 2024 election is upon us, and now is the time to fight back against the war on masculinity in American society today. Thankfully, the patriots at CHOQ, C-H-O-Q, are here to help real American men maximize their masculinity by boosting testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. I've been taking a male vitality stack from CHOQ for like 3 years now. It is incredible. They are here to help make American men strong again. Testosterone fueled again. Maximize your masculinity today at choq.com. Use the code Jesse for a massive discount on any CHOQ subscription for life. choq.com, code Jesse. Limited time offer, subscription cancelable at any time.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. And there's so much to get to this hour. We're going to try to get to military matters. I'm going to deal with communists seeking choke points. Why is there a tranny parade in your local red area? We'll discuss that. What's going on at the FAA? I have to get to emails. So much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I'm going to touch on this. Just really quickly. Yes, many members, leaders in the GOP are compromised, bribed or blackmailed in some way or another, either with campaign donations or dirty pictures of them and the secretary, who knows, but they are compromised in many ways. Yes, let's set those ones aside. We can't do anything about that. There's also, especially with older Republicans, a real strain of this that flows through them. This is Mike McCall from today.
The world is on fire, and history will judge us by our actions. Were you Chamberlain or were you Churchill?
Now, I'm going to give Mike McCall I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt for the time being. I don't care for him, but let's talk. We love to put ourselves in other people's shoes, and we love to steal valor and victimhood. Let me explain. When I was in the Marines, when we were marching off from Kuwait and we were marching into Iraq, now the invasion of Iraq doesn't it's nothing in comparison to something like World War II or Vietnam. And I'm not putting down our service or what we did or the danger or the people who died, but on a big scale, it's nothing compared to that. But for us personally, we felt like we were on the beaches of Normandy. We were taking what they had done, and because we were, to our credit, willing to do that for our country, we were putting ourselves there. And I'll tell you something we always did or did a lot. We would find ourselves kind of copying the Vietnam guys, how they dressed. Remember, you ever seen a picture of a, I'm sure you have, or you've seen a movie of a Vietnam guy with maybe his chin strap on his helmet, his Kevlar, his helmet, on his chin strap unbuckled, just kind of sitting there. Yeah, we tried that too. Man, it looks so cool in the Vietnam movies. They come by and yell at us, hey, idiot, strap that on. It's just going to fall off. What are you doing? Okay, so that's us taking someone else's valor, someone else's story, and trying to adopt it for ourselves. A better example of this is victimhood. People love doing this now. Love doing this now. You see this all over the planet, especially with all the race activism now. You'll see this with some, there'll be some, you know, 25-year-old, let's say, black civil rights activist today who's a millionaire, grew up rich, has a fancy penthouse in New York City. And what'll they do? They'll stand up at some demonic commie meeting and they'll say, we've been oppressed. You owe us reparations for slavery. What? You're 25. You're a millionaire or upper middle class. What reparations? You were never a slave at all. You never even saw segregation. What are you talking about? Why? Taking what other people have gone through and projecting it onto themselves. People do this in Congress too, in the exact same way. Remember, the human element. These are human beings just like you and me. So when these GOP reps have to vote on a FISA authorization or foreign policy money, oh, wow, Ukraine needs a bunch more missiles or everyone will die. They don't like to see the whole Ukraine-Russia thing as really what it is, a horrible, bloody regional conflict with a despicable tyrant named Vladimir Putin invading a very corrupt country named Ukraine and stealing back territory he wants for himself. That's really what it is. But they don't want to see it that way, because if you're in Congress and you see it that way, if that conflict is smaller and less important, well, then you and your role is smaller and less important, isn't it? And you don't want to think of yourself in that way. So if you're Mike McCall, he sees himself, Winston Churchill.
The world is on fire, and history will judge us by our actions. Were you Chamberlain or were you Churchill?
These guys see themselves as being the vanguard of freedom in 1941, and that's not what they are, and that's not what the world is anymore. And that's not even what America is. But that way of thinking, that I need to adopt a World War II mentality, that way of thinking still plagues the GOP. Now, the good news is, as I have explained to you yesterday and the day before that, we are getting better. It took some effort this time to get that FISA stuff through. The GOP is changing. It is being remade. It's being remade in a lot of good ways, and yes, some bad ways too. That's the way it goes. But this way of thinking is old, and it's changing, and it's why so many of these guys are retiring and resigning. Their time is done. It's not happening as fast as you want it to happen, but it is happening. All right, before we get to something that's happening in my neck of the woods, well, my former neck of the woods, about commies and choke points, I want to get to some emails and other things, because, man, there's a lot to get to today. Jesse, why do you hate your country so much? How can you support such an immoral individual? Is Trump the example you want for your children? Very sad and disappointed by you. Well, listen, dirty communist. You're not sad or disappointed by me. You don't care about me at all. And let me clarify something else. You don't care about immorality at all. You are very clearly a Biden voter. Do you care that his daughter complains about him showering with her as a teenager? Oh, you don't care, do you? In your mind, you probably already changed the subject. Why don't you care? Because you don't care about morality. You don't care about any of that stuff. What you are is a filthy piece of communist trash with no value system. And so you believe that you will be able to use my value system against myself. You think I will actively work against what I want because you appealed to a morality you don't share. But listen, dirty communist, you don't get to do that to me. I know who you are. I know what you are. I know what you actually care about. I know you're a demonic, rotten piece of human filth who will live and breathe every second of every day trying to burn down the United States of America. Long after Trump is dead and gone, long after I'm dead and gone, if you're still alive, you still will be trying to burn this place down. That's what you care about, the revolution. And as an anti-communist, you don't get to use my values against me. You understand that, commies? You understand? Look, you're welcome to email me, but you should just save yourself the trouble of sitting down and typing out the email of, how could you? I know what you are. You're demonic. And you probably don't see yourself that way. I actually ran into a guy who thinks he's a journalist. His name's Chris Siliza today. And he was talking about the Trump trials in New York City. And he was going off about January 6th and just giving out all the standard communist talking points. And so I informed him that he's a dirty, rotten communist worthy of nothing but scorn. And he came back at me, I'm not a communist, or something to that effect. What? I'm not a communist. No, he is. And he knows he is. But what he is also, he's a guy who's used to dealing with Republicans. And Republicans, they don't like to use language like that. Republicans love to grab their ankles whenever the communist says, well, that's immoral. Didn't you see what Jesus said? The Republicans love to bend over backwards for that. I'm not a Republican. I'm an anti-communist, and you don't get to do that to me. Savvy? All right. Now, we are going to deal with insider trading, Secretary Mayorkas. But before we deal with those two things, we're going to deal with choke points, the communists seizing them, and what you personally, what you can do about it. Before we get to that, let's get to this email. I told you I was going to get to some emails. Hey, Jesse, have you ever heard of the Chalk Tongkat 100? It supports metabolism and physical mental energy. I haven't heard you mention this specific supplement on the air. I've been taking it for 4 months. I am always in a good mood now. I started lifting again and running. In fact, I used to weigh 10 boxes. Now I weigh 8 boxes. Thanks for the advice and encouragement. And that's Dave from Portland. Tongkat 100 is one of the three things in the male vitality stack. So not only do I take it every single day. And look, I'm not telling you what to do, and I would never tell you what to do. I believe it says on the bottle for you to take 2. I take 3 every single day. My word. You want to feel like a new human being. Look, even if you can't afford the whole male vitality stack, I get that. Go get a subscription on Tongkat 100, gentlemen. Take it for a month or two. Tell me how you feel. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Get a subscription because that's how you save money. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, and we are going to have a little chat. And I know there are huge things out there right now. We have Josh Hawley going after Granholm for insider trading. Chuck Schumer's pitching for Ukraine. Dan Bishop's destroying Mayorkas. We have dirty commies praising the illegals. There's so much I can get to tonight. So, of course, I'm not going to get to any of that for a little bit because we have to have a long talk first about you and what you can do and why things are happening in your town. Let's chat. There was something on social media today. Lomez was the guy who put it up. I don't know who was the originator of it, but I want to make sure he gets credit, whoever that is. I don't know. Lomez put it up, but there's a city in Montana, a town you would call it, called Livingston. Livingston is about 20 minutes away from Bozeman, Montana, where I grew up. Remember, I grew up in Ohio till I was 10, and then at 10, I moved to Bozeman, Montana. That's where we moved. Graduated from Bozeman Senior High, barely. Anyway, Bozeman, Montana is where I lived. And Livingston was the definite little brother to Bozeman, and it's not like Bozeman was a juggernaut. I don't know how many people are in Livingston today, but I know Bozeman was about 30,000 people back when I lived there, and Livingston was a tiny fraction of that. This is a town, all right? Not a city, a town. Livingston, Montana. And this is coming out. This has the official header, the official stamp of the city of Livingston. Oh, Chris said it's 8,000 people. Okay, there you go. Proclamation of the Livingston City Commission. Now, hang on to that part. We're going to come back to that part at some point in this story. What is the proclamation? Well, it's a big tranny proclamation. I won't go into all the details of it. We're going to fight for LGBTQ. They're going to have upcoming, they announced their upcoming Pride events. April 19th, you get to go to a drag show on Friday night. Oh, April 20th, isn't this lovely? Family show, all ages. Go enjoy some guy waving his penis in your daughter's face. Then another. Okay, so why? How? How could Livingston? It's being shared all over the place online. This couldn't. Livingston. This is a Montana town. It's a bunch of ranchers. It's a bunch of cattle ranchers and hunters and guns and God. And how could this happen? Okay, this is going to be about you. It's not about Livingston. So just stay with me. About all of us, really. Not just you. Me. All of us. We don't understand power. We don't, on the right. The right does not understand power. A lot of this is from people failing on our side to inform us and lead us. A lot of this is just general complacency that has come from living in a free country. But we really don't understand power. The communist does. And you want to know how you can tell when people don't understand power? Have you ever heard this or have you ever said this yourself? We are the silent majority. The silent majority will rise up. We are the silent majority. The silent majority has had enough. You ever said that? You ever heard that? Well, what good is a silent majority? You know what that term, silent majority, is? It's a coping mechanism. That's the right coping for the fact it's been run out of all the institutions. You see, power and majority, even in a representative republic like ours, power and majority are two different things. Let me explain it to you this way. Think of the 20 toughest guys you know. You don't even have to know them personally, actually. The 20 toughest guys in human history, probably all MMA fighters and boxers and hockey players and guys like that. Okay, you got them in your head, or at least you have some image of them? Okay, now, let me ask you, do you and your 20 dudes, do you think you guys could take me in a fight? You're probably thinking, oh my gosh, yes, I could do that myself. Okay, well, you're probably right. Okay, well, you line up on one end of the football field, I'll stand on the other end of the football field, and you and your 20 guys, come beat me up. But I bet you won't succeed. And you know why you won't succeed? because you understand majority. You don't understand power, because you and your 20 tough guys are going to come charging across that field at me with your fists out, and I'm going to be standing at the other end with the Ma Deuce, and I'm going to mow down every single one of you before you cross the 50-yard line, and then I'm going to go have lunch somewhere. That is the difference between power and majority. You have the majority, but you don't have power. The guy with the power is the guy with the 50 cal, not the guy with 20 of the toughest dudes on the planet. The reason there's a drag show in your hometown, the reason there's Pride Night and family gayness in Livingston, Montana, the reason this happens in red communities all across America is because the right thinks it understands power, but it has confused the two terms. Power and majority are separate. They're as separate as oil and water, as separate as the East is from the West. And I will discuss why the communist understands that, how he uses that to his advantage, and more specifically, how you can use it to yours, because this is how we win. This is how we take back the whole country. We're going to talk about that in a moment. Before we talk about that, I understand that not everyone can afford a three-month food kit. I get that. Everyone wants one. Everyone understands now as we look around. Everyone understands the need for one, but not everyone can afford one. The economy is what it is. My Patriot Supply understands that too. You can only do what you can do. So when they have deals like four-week food kits, $50 off per kit, that's when you dive on those deals. No, you can't afford 3 months. You can afford 4 weeks. Everyone in your home needs an emergency, non-perishable food supply. That's not being crazy. That's basic preparations. You want $50 off a four-week kit? Go to preparewithjessekelly.com. Do not hope that you're ready in case something bad happens. Hope is not a plan. Prepare. Preparewithjessekelly.com. Go get your emergency food. We'll talk about commies and choke points and how we win next.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I keep hearing that a lot of people are still on the fence about owning gold and silver. Have we already forgotten about the bank closures, inflation, global instability, World War III that sadly may be coming? Look, precious metals, you need them for various reasons. You want tangible currency on hand, a portfolio diversification strategy. It's a hedge against inflation. You need value, stored value that stands the test of time. I know you're paying attention to global events. Wars bubbling up everywhere. Countries are buying and hoarding mass amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our heads in the sand either. The Oxford Gold Group are the pros. They make owning gold and silver easy and simple. Call Oxford Gold Group right now and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-G-O-L-D. They say health is wealth, and I couldn't agree more. That's why if you're living with, dealing with everyday aches and pains, I'm going to tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a daily drug-free supplement that was developed by doctors looking for a way to fight pain naturally. Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients like turmeric and omega-3s that all work together to help reduce or eliminate everyday pain. It's not just a pill that masks pain. Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation wherever you're experiencing it. Your back, your neck, joints, even your muscles. If pain is affecting your life, here's what you can do. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Get their 3-week quick start kit. It's only $19.95 and it comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. Don't let pain tell you how to live. Fight back naturally and feel the difference of Relief Factor.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and yes, I have a mountain of audio today from Mayorkas to others that I'm going to get to at some point in time. We're having a bigger talk about that. Well, the bigger talk than that for now, though. We're talking about why we have these things like family drag night in red towns and power and how this applies to everyone and how we can use this to our advantage. Now, why do these things happen in red towns? Why is there Gay Pride Night in Livingston, Montana? Well, majority and power are different things. Real power, real genuine power, it comes from holding office. And not just political office. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying you have to go become mayor or city council. That can help. That certainly does help. But the various government positions also give you real, genuine power. And I know this is an ugly talk, but it's true. Let me walk you through what happened in my area just to kind of give you an idea of how this works, how the communists think. Long-time listeners will remember this story. It's been a while now. But in my area, blood red, as you can imagine, it came out that they were having a 4th of July parade. The 4th of July parade was going to have a marshal, the person who leads it. Every parade generally does. It's a big deal. It's a prestigious deal, especially for 4th of July. My blood red town picked some filthy communist to lead the parade. A lesbian activist takes her son to drag shows, anti-gun nut on every gun-grabbing committee, card-carrying commie activist. It came to my attention. So I, before we took any action, I wanted to dig in and find out how. How could this possibly happen? So we started digging in, me and the fellas. Calling down to City Hall. Hey, I want to talk to the mayor. I want to talk to a city councilman. Why is this? Why is this person on this? Why is this person on this? Kept getting the buck passed around. Oh, no. That wasn't us here on the city council. No. Don't be angry. It was a parks department, they told us. It wasn't us. It was the parks department. So, of course, we hang up the phone, call the parks department. They got a phone number. Parks Department. Hey, what are you doing with some dirty commie leading our parade? What? It wasn't. It certainly wasn't me. I'm the parks manager. It wasn't me. It was. You know what it was? It was a commission, a committee. Remember, I just read you the proclamation from the Livingston City Commission, a committee. Remember, dirty communists love committees. Whenever you see there's a committee in your local area, just know it's probably staffed by communists. Now, how does this work? Well, if you're, let's say, the city parks department, and you've been tasked with organizing the local 4th of July parade, well, you don't want to actually do any work. In fact, you want the input of the community. So what you do is you put out on the public website, all this information is available to you, you put out on the city's website that you're going to start a committee. We're starting a 4th of July parade committee. Anyone who wants to sign up, come on down. We'll take the first 10 who show up. Now, let me ask you something. Doesn't matter whether you're listening to me in New York, LA, or Livingston, Montana, or anywhere in between. When's the last time you sat on a committee in your town or city? Have you ever? Okay, let's set that aside. Let's assume the answer is I've never. Let me ask you this, and I'm not trying to make you feel guilty. I'm as guilty of this stuff as you. Just hear me out. Let me ask you this. When's the last time you even heard about a potential committee in your town? Have you ever? This information is publicly available. Now, why haven't you? It's not because you're a bad person. It's not because you're a dirtball. It's not because you're lazy. You're busy. Life, family, work, sports. It happens. You live your life. But what you have to understand is the communist, if you go ask your liberal Aunt Peggy, who's an activist, she was just on the street corner today with the pink feather boa around her neck and a sign that says, Black Lives Matter. Ask liberal Aunt Peggy about the most recent committee in her town. She'll not only tell you what it was about, she's sitting on it because she cared enough to show up at the city meetings. She cared enough to show up when they were asking for volunteers. She cared enough because liberal Aunt Peggy, as much as a deranged nutcase as she is, liberal Aunt Peggy understands power and you do not. You and me, and I'm pointing fingers at me, I drive by the public library in my town probably 3 or 4 times a week. My kid has track practice that way. And about 99% of the time, I don't even look. They even have a billboard out in front of the public library advertising upcoming events and stuff like that. 99% of the time, I don't even look at what events are coming, let alone pull in and ask, hey, are there any positions available here? I got some free time on the weekends. I think I'd like to get involved. Have you ever even stopped in your public library? Liberal Aunt Peggy did. She's there right now, taking the American history books off the shelves and putting tranny books up so when you drop Aiden off, he'll get to learn about chopping his penis off. The communist understands power. Power is achieved by taking positions. If you're in the old days, you got to have a war, and then you end up taking the king's throne. Today, thankfully, it doesn't take acts of violence or anything illegal. It just takes you getting involved, stopping in that public library, running for that school board. Are you involved in the city manager's office? Are you going to get on the next committee? Or, in the very least, if you're not going to run for school board, city council, anything like that, are you going to find out who is? Are you going to show up at the city council meeting? Now, we defeated that dirty commie who was going to be in the July 4th parade in my area. How did we do that? Did we break the law? Nope, don't do that. I've told you that a million times. Stay legal. What we did do, though, was we organized and became activists, all of us. This was far from just me. I'm not going to take credit for it. People got involved. They began starting their own Facebook pages, getting members added to the group. Hey, this is the phone number for city council. Call and complain down there. People began starting text message threads back and forth. Physical demonstrations, again, legal, always legal, physical demonstrations down in the city council's office. Remember we talked the other day about how few emails your city manager, city council, mayor actually gets? Send him one. He'll probably read it. Did you organize 10, 20 of your friends to send one of those? You can be an activist yourself. You have all the power in your hands. You have all the know-how in your hands if you just care enough to do so. Your blood red area does blue things because your blood red area has dirty commies in charge of the power checkpoints. Society has checkpoints, choke points more specifically, I should say, not checkpoints, choke points of power. They're all over the place. They're on your school board. They're in your county board of supervisor, the constable's office, the local committee that's coming up soon. It's not just the United States Senate. Choke points of power. The communist, when he moves to your town, while you're busy getting Aiden, Jaden, and Braden involved in lacrosse and the latest organic foods, the communist is down at City Hall finding out, are there any positions available? I don't care what they are, but if they are, I want in. And that's how the communist has wormed and worked and infiltrated his way into every good and decent institution of this country. It's why he is winning the culture war, and it's how we can take it back. I have another glaring example of this, and then we're going to move on because I have a bunch of audio I want to get to. I'll give you an example. Actually, might have to do with your church or your business or your little league. Before I get to that, let me get to this. We have a million different fronts, right? It's like the great Chesty Puller said when he was surrounded by all those Chinese divisions in Korea, when he said, we're surrounded. That simplifies our problem. Well, we're surrounded. Therefore, we can and should fight our culture war in a million different ways, not just running for city council. It's where you spend your money. It's where you don't spend your money. Do you want to contribute to Verizon's ESG agenda? You want to contribute to AT&T's Planned Parenthood Fund? Or do you think you could switch to a patriotic cell phone company? Pure Talk. Customer service. All Americans who speak English. Their CEO is a veteran. While the others are worried about Black Lives Matter, Pure Talk's worried about veteran suicide. Pick up your phone right now and switch to Pure Talk. Dial #250 say Jesse Kelly. #250 say Jesse Kelly.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you you can email the show love, hate, death threats, all that and so much more. At jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now let's begin with the endless audio today. There's something that bothers me. It's bothered me a long time. It probably bothers you too. But it hasn't been a big deal in society yet. It's kind of one of those things that isn't a big deal until it's a big deal. And that thing I'm talking about is people in government getting rich on the stock market, bizarrely rich on the stock market, beating the best financial planners on the market. This is something that has been going on for a long time in this country. There are great groups out there that follow these things now. Unusual Whales is one of those great groups that follows these things. And look, the average American, the norms and normas out there, they aren't even aware of this problem. And the ones who are, it annoys them, but it's not that big of a deal. At least in their mind, they have bigger fish to fry, groceries and whatnot. So they just don't sit and obsess over it. But let's pause on this for a moment and just acknowledge what this means. Why is it that members of Congress, Republican and Democrat, it's not a one-party thing, why is it that they consistently destroy the market? That's almost impossible. How do these people beat Warren Buffett when it comes to the market? Well, because they're insider trading. They're insider trading. They're taking the knowledge they have as members of Congress, as part of the government. They're taking advanced knowledge they have, and they're using it to beat the stock market. That's a crime, by the way. It's a felony. if I'm a member of Congress and I find out that Waffle House is going to be doing a massive expansion, they're opening up 200 more restaurants, I find this out as a member of Congress. In fact, I'm passing legislation to help contribute to Waffle House's expansion. I'm a bit of a small government guy, but I'd probably contribute to something like that. And I go home that night and I tell my wife, hey, honey, Waffle House, they're getting ready to blow up big. And she runs down to the stockbroker and says, hey, give me 100 extra shares of Waffle House stock. And then the next day it blows up and it goes all over the place. I just committed a felony. That's insider trading. That's a felony. This is something that occurs regularly in the United States of America. These people are taking the knowledge they get by being in government, enriching themselves, and leaving you out of it. I want to give Josh Hawley credit for this. Secretary Granholm is the dirty communist energy secretary we have, a detestable human being in every possible way, so don't feel bad for her. But Hawley sat her down today and, well, this is how our government
works. You're here before this committee a year later after actively misleading us, after denying and delaying and delaying, and now you won't tell us. Was one of them Proterra?
No.
You sat on the board of directors at Proterra. You made millions, CNN reports, and stock options at Proterra. Then you promoted Proterra stock and Proterra products as energy secretary.
Sure.
Was that one of the stocks that you sold?
This is so... I mean, really.
Was that one of the stocks that you sold? Yes,
no,
really.
No.
You are presiding over institutionalized corruption in your energy department. You have violated the Stock Act 9 separate times. You have been referred by the Inspector General for violations of the Hatch Act. It is institutionalized corruption that you are now the face of. And here's what I'm trying to figure out. I just want to know who really runs the energy department. Is it you? Or is it the mega corporations whose stock that you own that you're making profits in?
Oh, my goodness.
Or maybe it's the foreign billionaires who fund your conferences. Let's try something else. Do you know the names of the foreign billionaires?
Look, he's rolling. I'm just going to keep letting him cook.
Who fund the conferences you go to. Since you don't know the stocks, do you know the names of the foreign billionaires?
This is unbelievable to me.
Let me help you.
Mr. Chairman.
One of them is Hans-Jörg Weiss, a Swiss billionaire who has used various dark money front groups.
I do not know what you are talking about.
Various dark money's front groups to funnel foreign money into American politics. He has used the Berger Action Fund, $20 million, that then sent money to the Fund for a Better Future, that then sent money to the Climate Power Group that has funded conferences you've attended. Do you know who this is? Do you think it's a good idea to attend conferences funded by foreign billionaires?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't know the stocks. You don't know the billionaires. You would take no responsibility. Meanwhile, your energy department, executives in your energy department are trading stocks in companies that they have direct oversight over, and you were too.
That is incorrect.
And that's how it works. I have explained many times before the difference between DC corruption and local corruption. Your local government, even in your small town, is almost undoubtedly dirty and corrupt. It is. But it's more dirty and corrupt in ways that we understand, more tangible ways. Your city councilman, he makes $35,000 a year to be on your city council. He drives an $85,000 BMW. Why? Because he's getting kickbacks from construction companies. That's why. Because there was a big city contract to put in a $20 million pipeline, and his brother's cousin's uncle ended up miraculously getting the job from the city. And then your city councilman got an envelope full of money, which he used as a down payment on the BMW. That's how local politics works. Very cut and dry. Everyone's seen it. You know how it works. In the federal government, it works different because there are so many disclosures. I have to disclose this document and that document and that document. So there's actually not a ton of politics like the Bob Menendez style. That's a surprising story where they're finding envelopes full of cash and gold bars under his bed. It's kind of hilarious, but that's a very rare story. Why don't you hear more of that? Because what Jennifer Granholm does is actually how politics really works in D.C. and how corruption really works. No. I'm just the energy secretary. What's that? My husband happens to sit on the board of this huge solar panel company? Oh, did I just direct $100 million in funds to be sent to this specific group of solar panel companies. And my husband's company, they just had a record-breaking year. Wow. What a coincidence. I had no idea. If I'd only known. That's how dirty DC corruption works. All right. Now, we have a problem. We only have 1 hour left. There's a bunch of Mayorkas stuff we need to talk about. We have to talk about communists like John Lennon. Joe Scarborough had a meltdown. What's happening at the FAA? There's a lot, so buckle up. Hang on. Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. The complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. His home also gives him hope. With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes. Our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T. Dot org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to its programs.
The 2024 election is upon us, and now is the time to fight back against the war on masculinity in American society today. Thankfully, the patriots at CHOQ, C-H-O-Q, are here to help real American men maximize their masculinity by boosting testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. I've been taking a male vitality stack from CHOQ for like 3 years now. It is incredible. They are here to help make American men strong again. Testosterone fueled again. Maximize your masculinity today at CHOQ.com. Use the code Jesse for a massive discount on any CHOQ subscription for life. CHOQ.com, code Jesse. Limited time offer, subscription cancelable at any time.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.